We always say to the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
Miami Heat.
The Heat is on.
They're beating the Hawks. 5-4 games. They're beating the Hawks. Sixers are beating the Raptors. James Harden. Not playing great. He's going to have to play that Miami defense that loves to switch, to communicate. They've got a hybrid man-zone thing going on there. It's going to be very difficult for Mr. Harden to operate in. I expect the Heat to win this year.
So, this is the time of year that you want your star to show up, right?
Yes.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yes. Yes. If you're up for a $250 million contract.
Okay. James Harden is one of the top 75 players of all time.
He was named that. Yes.
Okay. Still in his prime.
Is he?
If you're going to give him $260 million.
Is this his
over
prime?
The next 4 or 5 years.
Is this
years,
his prime?
Age-wise, you hope that he would still be in his
That's
prime.
That's something else.
You know, but like what ends up happening is, over the years, a couple of things have happened to Harden. Let me point out one that nobody's saying that let me bring back up.
What's that?
He ain't getting an extra 6 free throws a game.
Yep.
Remember those days?
Yep.
That plays you into rhythm. That plays your defender into foul trouble. Now, instead of driving to the basket and getting foul calls and ones, when he was more athletic and a lot faster, he could turn the corner and even go dunk it. Now, when you're not getting the fouls and you're not explosive enough to go dunk it, and it could be age, it could be the hamstring, it could be just, you know, him being in elite shape. It could be a lot of things. It could be the defense just gets better. Like, that's what happens. These dudes are athletic. They're long. They're strong. They figure things out. But all I know is now when he in the painted area, that ain't money no more at the rim. Mm. That used to be money. And so there's a difference between a guy having 19 and 26 off of one basket and 4 free throws. Right, whatever, 4 or 5 free throws.
Yep.
He had 19 in the last game. Right? And so if you give him 6 more free throws and 1 more basket, 8 more points. He had 27, it'll look a lot different.
Looks different. So, Ms. Rose, let me ask you this. I've never seen James Harden play with a center like Joel Embiid. I've never seen him play with someone who wants the ball in the post, who occupies that part of the floor, isn't necessarily a rim runner, lob catcher type. Is this a bad match? Is this a bad sort of like the skills that Joel Embiid has and the skills that James Harden have don't complement each other?
So at first glance, there will be people to say, what do you mean? How can you ask a question like that? Like, of course they go together. That's James Harden. He's still averaging over 10 assists a game. That's Joel Embiid. He led the league in scoring. That's perfect. Joel Embiid had more 40-10 games. Like, Maxey is now elevated. Like, what James is doing is what's needed against the Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
And so what ends up happening is in the next series, what you just described is Joel Embiid's going to be on the box. And normally, when James Harden is playing basketball, he's at the top with the ball, not someone else on the wing with the ball. That's the number one adjustment. You just saw Russ have to indirectly, directly do that over the last 3 or 4 years as he went from being MVP, second best player, third best player, fourth best player. Ball ain't in his hands. Can't play with LeBron, really. What you're describing is James now can't be the primary initiator of offense only. That now has to be a shared responsibility with Embiid, with Maxey. And so his usage now is going to also be down. And so to further answer what you're saying, that's going to make it a lot tougher, based on everything I said, for him to consistently put up the kind of numbers he's putting up in Houston. That's what I mean. All of those factors are why he isn't the same player he used to be. And it happens to the best of us. Happens to the best of them. superstar players like him who have to change their game based on their age and their circumstance.
It'd be very interesting to see how the Miami Heat defend this Sixers team, and I can't wait for that second round matchup.
Swarm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swarm. Exact same. So Memphis and Miami is just doing the exact same thing, if y'all ain't paying attention. They're doing the exact same thing. They're doing the exact same thing. We're about to be physical. The Boston Celtics, exact same thing. We're about to be physical. See, so many times people get enamored with the offense, and rightfully so. Like I said it, you get hypnotized watching how good KD and Kyrie play offense. Like, oh my goodness, nobody can beat them ever. And you're like, hold on, they don't play D at all. You see what I mean? Like, and what happens in the playoffs is the possession slow down, the game slow down, it get more physical. And so now I'm only one or two reaches away from a help. Before, it's like you do a move, you go either way and you shoot it. That only happens when it's Jalen Brunson against the Jazz. That's why when those teams lose, you say you got to break it up. You see what I'm saying? Because that ain't what it's supposed to look like this time of year.
Is Donovan Mitchell going to be in the Knicks?
He's from Connecticut.
Westchester, I believe.
Greenwich. I was thinking if I could say that, but that's public information. Yeah. I'll say this. They'll be in the running. The problem is they don't have nothing to give up. You know what I mean? So now you got to involve a third team. I'll be Fred Sanford with my hand on my heart saying, Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you, honey, if Julius Randle finishes next season as a Knick.
Really? It's over.
So there are going to be some players. The John Wall contract will be out there. Russ's contract will be out there. What to do with James Harden is going to be out there.
You don't think James Harden gets the extension?
Let me tell you how these work.
How these work?
This ain't Daryl Morey's money. Like, people keep talking about this topic. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course Daryl Morey will write him a check and he got his guy. Okay. But if I ask you.
No is the answer.
Right.
No is the answer.
If I was going to say, who's more athletic between Meek Mill and James Harden, who would you say?
I can't believe you just asked that question. I'm going James Harden.
By how much?
Oh, it's close. I don't think James Harden could do the flip.
Okay.
You put the trampoline in front of James Harden, I don't think he's doing the flip.
He's not doing that.
He's not doing the flip.
And just like you, I don't care if it's 3 days and 8 hours. He is not doing it. He is not John Morant. He is not hitting that ground, keep getting back up and practicing that. And so my point is, you now have to lose in the second round to the Heat. Say it's a gentleman sweep in five. Say it goes six. If James Harden is less than 25 and less than 40% from the field and less than 35 from three, you now go to the owner, David. Remember, I signed a max deal. I know how this works. Don't think when we were playing against the Lakers, I ain't know. Like, I'm going to make sure. Ain't no question that I'm going to get my bread. When you do the opposite, Now you got to go to the owner if you're Daryl Morey, and the owner looking at you like, I need to see a little more. I need you to tell James we're going to figure it out. I just need to consider. So what does that mean? Jalen, translate that. We need to see what he do this summer. We need you in Philly more working out with the trainer.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
We need you at training camp in shape. Any of those things that don't happen, now there becomes more barriers to getting this money because that final years are $55 million.
And it's like $60 million. 28, and, 55.
And I wish all NBA players got paid double now. But since it's a salary cap driven sport, you got to think about if you want James Harden to be your highest paid player at $60 million, 5 years from right now, if I'm saying he's declining today, that doesn't sound like buying
doesn't
property
like
in Florida and California.
Doesn't sound like a great investment.
Right, exactly.
Doesn't sound like a great way to spend your money. Well, we'll watch it all play out this weekend, and we will be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Anthony?
We're not done. Like the Blastmaster KRS-One once said. And rest in peace to Kay Slay, the drama king.
Drama king's in the building.
We are not done.
Got the gift of people.